To continue your journey on the Elizabeth line, change at Paddington and follow signage to...
You may have to mind the gap on London's new train line, the Elizabeth line, named for the Queen, of course. It is a futuristic set of new stations and new train cars that opened last week. And already Londoners have taken 2 million trips. 11-year-old Sawyer Sarkady Smith was one of the first riders. He showed up with his mom and spoke to The Guardian.
I've been looking forward to it since roughly around 2016. And I love trains so much, and it's just a wonder.
The new Elizabeth line is overdue and over budget, totaling about $25 billion. And yet there's a whole lot of excitement. Let's talk now to Andy Byford, London's Transport Commissioner. Hi.
Hi, Scott. Hello, everyone from London.
Hello. Well, many of us have had a chance to ride the Tube. I actually was there last month. And it can be crowded. It can be hot. Lots of stairs, depending on the line you're on. But tell me about the first journey on the Elizabeth line last week. You were on it.
I was, Scott. It was absolutely fantastic. And the official opening to the line actually happened a week prior to that. We were graced with the presence of Her Majesty the Queen and His Royal Highness the Earl of Wessex. They did the formal opening. But then fast forward to the 24th of May, the big day. I turned up at 5:30 in the morning, expecting to just be with a few colleagues. And there were already 300-odd people lined up, very excited, all behind the gates. That about 20 past six, we pulled the gates back. There was a big roar went up, and people were just blown away. They've never seen a railway like it. It is just stunning, and it will serve London very well for the next 100 years. It's fantastic.
Talk to me about the geographic route of the Elizabeth line. Eventually, it'll go west to Heathrow Airport, and it will go east to suburbs in that direction. What is the significance of the geographic route?
Well, this is very much a regional railway. I mean, it's not actually a tube line. It's a mainline railway that, for the first time, goes through the centre of London. You will be able to take it, ultimately, without changing, from Essex in the east, a place called Shenfield, go all the way through central London and down to our big global airport at Heathrow, London Heathrow. It's an absolute game changer for London and an increasingly competitive international world.
Now, the price tag is around $25 billion. It's been called Europe's biggest infrastructure project. And I understand workers excavating some of the 26 miles of new tunnels unearthed the remains of some victims of the Black Death from the 14th century. How did you build the line without completely disrupting daily life in London?
Well, that was a huge challenge. So we had to contend with the foundations of skyscrapers, but then more historically, Roman mosaics, parts of a woolly mammoth were found, all of which were carefully archived by archaeologists. But as you said, the Black Plague, we went through sections where there'd been Black Plague pits and the ever-present risk of unexploded World War II ordnance. Factor all that into having to thread huge tunnels in between existing utilities such as electricity, water. It's an absolute architectural and engineering triumph.
And I'm starting to get an idea of how ambitious a project this is that the team has begun to pull off. But is that one reason why this is about 3.5 years overdue?
Yes, I mean, as has been well documented, the line did open late and over budget. I think, though, that will be proven to have been money well spent. People are not even talking about that here. They're just marveling at the wonder of this fantastic new asset, which adds 10%, actually 10% capacity to London's tube network.
Well, let me ask you a big question about big projects. I was based in Shanghai for a while, and I saw how quickly train lines, high-speed rail, seemed to just appear in Asia. And then I came back to the States, and there's a certain slowness to these new projects. Are there any lessons from London that other industrial nations can take as far as getting these infrastructure projects across the finish line?
In my opinion, the most important aspect to get right at the start of any major project, certainly one of this scale, is to achieve cross-party political consensus. you're not then subject to the whims of the political cycle. A project gets started, then it gets stopped. And also get the buy-in of other important stakeholders, get the buy-in of London businesses. And then the final point I'd make, particularly having worked in the US, it is actually quite difficult to compare apples with apples in that the regulatory, environmental, and even the safety environments do differ from city and country to country. But certainly, I think it's incumbent upon all of us in the transport world to find ways to get these projects done more quickly. And there's always lessons that can be learned from elsewhere.
That is Andy Byford, Transport Commissioner of London. Andy, thanks so much for the time.
You're welcome, Scott.